نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
How can a person distance himself from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The permanent solution is tazkiyah. If the soul is purified, the inclination towards sinful activities will become very weak. An inclination towards ta'at, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will become very strong. At this moment, we find that the inclination towards disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong. An inclination towards ta'at, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very weak. What is the reason? The soul is not purified. The process of tazkiyah has not taken place. When the process of tazkiyah takes place, then inclination towards obedience is very strong and inclination towards disobedience is very less. As a result, a person will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will distance himself from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can a person distance himself from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The permanent solution is tazkiyah. And alhamdulillah, we have all made a firm resolution to acquire soul purification. But until then, what happens? Until then, how can we distance ourselves from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, by staying away from those environments where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being disobeyed. Staying away from discos. Staying away from gatherings where backbiting is taking place. Staying away from that room where film is being watched. Staying away from those people who are listening to music. Number two, staying away from those people who engage in sinful activities. How do we distance ourselves from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The permanent solution is tazkiyah. And alhamdulillah, we have all resolved to acquire tazkiyah. But until we become successful in acquiring tazkiyah, the purification of the heart, how can we save ourselves from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, by staying away from those environments where sinful activities are taking place. And number two, staying away from those companies who are engaged in sinful activities. And if, despite staying away from such environments and such companies, overcome by shaitan and nafs, we entertain the thought of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we incline towards disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are compelled to go in the wrong company, we are working in that environment, school, college, we are compelled to go in that environment, then how do we save ourselves? Number one, by always remembering that Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. And whilst keeping focused on Allah, that Allah is watching me, number two, by seeking His refuge. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, take me in Your refuge. Oh Allah, shaitan is whispering thoughts. Oh Allah, my nafs, which is at its lowest ebb, it is not nafse mutmainna, it is not nafse lawwama, it is nafse ammara, continually encouraging me to disobey. Oh Allah, it is inclining me towards filth, towards Your disobedience. Save me. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, save me. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. When Zulaykha said, come towards me and fulfill your desire. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam knew that my Allah is watching me. So he knew this. So he had this thought that my Allah is watching me, but despite having this thought, he said, oh Allah, I seek Your refuge. Ma'adullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes humbleness and humility. Oh Allah, I need You. Allah loves this. Allah loves humbleness. Allah loves humility. For a Nabi, this was sufficient, that Allah is watching me. That was sufficient for him to abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a Nabi is never overconfident, because an overconfident person will look at his abilities and he will feel that I am not in need of anybody, not even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what overconfidence means, that I can do this. Ma'adallah. I seek Your refuge, O Allah. So number one, focusing on Allah, that Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me with lots of love. Allah is watching me with lots of love. In order for this thought to click, when you are in an environment of sin, you need to meditate on a daily basis for about 2 to 3 minutes. Close your eyes and think, my Allah is watching me with abundance of love. My Allah is watching me with abundance of love. My Allah is watching me with abundance of love. Now this thought will set in our hearts and minds. And when the need arises, it will be very easy to click with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is watching me with lots of love. And as soon as this clicks, ma'adallah. Oh Allah, save me. I seek Your refuge. So praying to Allah, asking Him for His help and seeking His refuge. Ma'adallah. 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 Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. So isti'adha or dua. Isti'adha and dua. Seeking refuge in Allah. It has dua in it as well. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, grant me refuge. Number three, contemplating upon the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me so much. And if Allah has favored me so much, I am indebted to Him. And if I am indebted to Him, I need to reciprocate. If I do not reciprocate with obedience, I am unjust. And the person who is unjust can never become successful. So if I go ahead and commit this sin, if I follow the urge of my nafs, if I obey the whisper of my of shaitan, and if I carry out this sin, I will not be reciprocating the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be unjust. I will become a zalim. Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. And a zalim cannot become successful, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. And number four, thereafter, one should try his utmost to leave that environment of sin or the company of sin. One should try his utmost to safeguard himself from that sin. Once a person does these four things, the help of Allah will come. Allah is watching me and I seek His refuge. Ma'adullah. Contemplating that I have been granted so many favors by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have to reciprocate by obeying Him. If I do not, I am a zalim, and a zalim cannot become successful. So if I commit this sin, I will become unsuccessful. And unsuccessful could mean anything. I may lose barakah in my sustenance. I may lose my wife. I may lose my children. I may lose my honor. I may lose my ilm. I may lose my iman. Unsuccessful can mean anything. It depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fear will be created in the heart that I will become a loser. So I can't commit this sin. And thereafter, use all the means you have, all the resources you have, anything which is within your ability to leave that sin or leave that environment, leave that company, or at least safeguard yourself from the sinful activity. Now Allah's help will come. What did Yusuf alayhi salam do? Ma'adullah. He remembered that Allah is watching me. So he said, "Oh Allah, grant me refuge." Thereafter he said, he contemplated within his heart, "Innahu Rabbi, He is my Rabb. Ahsana maswai, He has granted me a very good abode. Right from birth until now, He has given me everything. And if I am not obedient to Him, I will be unjust. And innahu la yuflihu zalimun. Unjust people are never successful." And thereafter what did he do? He ran towards the door. The door was locked. Seven doors were locked, not one after the other. Hakim ul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says that it was a very big palace, so the bedroom was very big, and the bedroom itself had seven doors. Seven doors in the same room. It is for this reason the Quran says, "Wastabaq al-bab, waghallaqat al-abwab," plural. She closed all the doors. But when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ran, he ran towards one door only. "Wastabaq al-bab." The door was locked. Despite that, in order to leave that environment of sin, he ran. He did what was within his ability, running up to the door. And when he ran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door. So, isti'adha dua, number one. Number two, remembering the ihsanat of Allah, and thereafter, muraqabah, meditation. This is what Yusuf alayhi salam is doing, meditation. Innahu rabbi ahsana maswai. And if I don't reciprocate, I will be unjust. And if I am unjust, innahu la yuflihu zalimun. Unjust person cannot become successful. And thereafter he ran. He ran towards the door. He did what was within his ability. And thereafter came the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we distance ourselves from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The permanent solution is tazkiyah. And the result of tazkiyah will be taqwa. tazkiyah, soul purification. Under the supervision of our Shaykh, inshallah we will carry out all our adhkar, all our prescribed practices. We will recite the Quran daily. We will sit in his company with the zeal to acquire tazkiyah, with adab, with respect, with mahabbah, love. And we will also carry out mujahada, even though in the initial stages, because the inclination towards sinful activity is more stronger, so to abstain from sinful activities is very, very difficult in the initial stages. Despite that, we will carry out all the mujahada. Mujahada, struggle. That no, come what may, I cannot commit this sin. Come what may, I cannot commit this sin. I will die but not disobey Allah. So tazkiyah is the permanent solution. And for that we will do everything that we have to do under the supervision of our Shaykh, inshallah. But until then, until tazkiyah is acquired, how do we distance ourselves from sinful activities? Number one, four things I mentioned. Four things. Focusing that Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. And as soon as you focus that Allah is watching me, ma'ad Allah. Oh Allah, grant me refuge. Oh Allah, save me. I seek your refuge. Ma'ad Allah. Thereafter contemplating on all his favors. And then meditating that he has granted me so many favors. And I have to reciprocate by obeying him. And if I don't, I will become unjust. And if I am unjust, innahu la yuflihu zalimun. The principle Quran mentions is that zalim cannot become successful. And thereafter, do whatever is possible within our means to leave that environment of sin, leave that company of sinful people, or to safeguard ourselves as much as possible. Then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.